Welcome. You are listening to Heart of Mind, radio for the new millennium. I'm Catherine Davis, and today we're going to be sharing a really important topic, as well as an opportunity for you to engage with other people around the country and really accomplish what we need to accomplish in this age and time. And I want to introduce a guest, but first to let you know that the Global Coalition led by Ungun Institute of St. Louis, Missouri, has designated August 9th, 2020, as a day to take a stand to end the cycle of racial violence. Bringing together artists, activists, and mothers of victims, Black Sunday, and that's spelled S-O-N, Black Sunday is calling on people of all backgrounds to unite for justice and healing and to create a lasting legacy for those who have lost their lives to senseless violence. And joining me in this discussion is Marcus Isaiah Daniel. He is an actor, activist, and advocate for the visions of a better world. And he is going to talk about his work as well as the work of this really remarkable presentation, Black Sunday. So hello and welcome, Marcus.
Hi, Catherine. Just want to say first, thanks so much for having me on the show today.
Oh, you're very, very welcome. And I became aware of it. I met Dr. Marty Casey through a webinar with We the World, 11 Days of Global Unity. We have a committee on dismantling and ending racism. And when we met Dr. Casey, we realized that it was a perfect match. And so I was really eager to bring you on to be able to talk about this today, to let our listeners know more about how this came together, what it is, and how they can get involved. So maybe start on a personal level. As an artist, how are you connecting to this? Well, as a human being, but also as an artist.
As an artist, there's more of a connect to me because our whole mission is to disarm those trauma bullets that have happened from traumatic events in the world through the arts, through conversation, through connection. And personally, I have been unarmed, thankfully, by Dr. Marty without even knowing it. Being an actor, using my skills, I have avoided these, whether traumatic thoughts, these situations, just getting through it, doing acting, doing what I love. It brings me pure joy every single time.
Well, that's amazing. And I'm happy to hear that. I can feel that in my own work and in my commitment. And I think this is something that people really do desire, to be able to make that direct connection from their heart into the world through their activities, whether it's as an artist or whatever a person's profession might be. Tell us something about the event itself, and how this concept of ungunning, which to me is like so brilliant, you know, to take the guns away. But you're going so much deeper than that. You're talking about the internal gun. So can you go into that a little bit more?
Well, when you first see the ungun, of course, your first thought is, oh, someone wants to take guns away. It's another political, it's another someone trying to attack an amendment. But no, the whole world has been watching these events unfold, causing trauma. And now we must respond, react, and reset our emotions in order to heal. On Black Sunday, we're not trying to take away a physical anything. We are trying to help heal the spirit. And all mothers just want is justice for their child. On Black Sunday, on August 9th, it will be exactly 6 years since Michael Brown was fatally shot by the white police officer in Ferguson. And just yesterday, it was found out his mother had a meeting with the office there in Ferguson, Missouri, and it was found out that they're not going to be reopening the case and charging the officer. So Black Sunday now has even more of an importance, and to be able to connect to her spirit, which we will thankfully have Leslie McSpaden on August 9th, coming to sit down and talk to us for at least 15 minutes of her wonderful time. It's truly going to be a life-changing experience to help and to see firsthand one of the moments that helped spark this conversation in the United States.
Well, yes, because it just seems to go on and on and on, and there is not much of an end to it from the perspective of this assault into our communities. But also, I think it's really important what you speak of in terms of dealing with it on an internal level, because there has come to be a real collective trauma that we have all experienced, and then this trauma goes on to further incite more drama, more violence, more problems, including perhaps internalized violence, violence in our communities, violence, and even just this interaction with people becomes more caustic because we're holding this terrible wound on the inside. So we do need these to approach it from the internal perspective and from the political perspective. And maybe, I know that you spoke a little about how this had impact on you personally, but can you maybe express, as a creative person, how this shift in understanding has literally healed your life or your experience in working through all of this?
Well, first off, after hearing of everything that's happening across the United States, of course, being a young Black man in America, had me have an emotional reaction. And I was definitely one of the people down there protesting day in, day out, right on the front lines in front of these police officers. And at times it would be a literal war zone. I'm here in Kansas City, but our main office is, of course, in St. Louis, Missouri. But once I heard Dr. Marty and I heard what the Ungun Institute was about, I was tired of just being down there in the war zone, seemingly what it was, a war zone, and just putting myself in risk, putting my friends at risk, because you never know what's happening, especially now in Portland. There have been actual kidnappings of unmarked police cars, of federal police. And just being able to now finally use my skills, my God-given skills, and those skills that actually make me happy and bring me joy, in order to actually help heal the world and to do what I had been wanting to do. It's a blessing, actually. I felt at some point in time lost. It didn't seem like there was a clear future for those who looked like me, because just going out, walking on the street, seemed like such a simple bad thing to do because of the way I looked like, based on a system that I was brought into. But being a part of the Ungun Institute, like I just said, being able to use my skills for something that I already love, for something that I already wanted to do, it just feels like God has put a light on the path, and now I'm clearly walking it.
Wow, that's amazing, and it's beautiful, and I think that this is something that we want for each other, and certainly people who have children want this for their children, to be able to grasp onto that hope and begin to realize that there is indeed a pathway. I had a conversation recently with one of my younger nephews, and I could see that there was this desire to change, but there was also this lingering hopelessness underneath and not knowing what to do and not knowing how to avoid violence and how to really take one's energies and put it into a direction that really can make a difference. And so that's why I have really embraced this idea and hoping that we can get many, many more people involved in the event, but also in the ongoing activities that will be taking place as time goes forward. And maybe we can talk a little bit more about the actual event, which is coming up very soon. It's just a couple of weeks away, August 9th, Black Sunday 2020, and it's S-O-N, and it's sponsored by the Ungun Institute, From Ferguson to the World. So I imagine people can go to the Facebook page for Ungun Institute and connect there, but maybe tell people a little bit more about what's going to happen.
Well, thank you. Yes, the Facebook page would be the best spot to let us know and to get more information. But like you said, From Ferguson to the World, August 9th will be such an experience. We'll be starting earlier with people from around Ferguson from the local perspective. And then as it goes in further through the day, it is an all-day event from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. We have Gandhi's great-grandson. Also, we will be having an Emmy-nominated singer coming in there in the morning. At the very end of the night will be my favorite times. We'll be having our feature presentations from medical doctors showing us actual ways to get through those actual ways to disarm those trauma bullets. But my favorite part will be the afterthoughts and the dance parties where we just relax and truly, truly ungun and just open those conversations and connect as humans.
Yeah, and it's a wonderful event because it looks to be very interactive and proactive, and it's a way of gathering all of our energies together to move through with these projects and continue and blossom it into different communities and find ways to heal, because it's really about healing and becoming human, you know, asserting our humanity as opposed to constricting and feeling the need to hide or be less engaged. So I think that that's really important. And I know that there is also there's a invite on Facebook. I posted it to my page. So if people go to Katherine Davis, KathrynDavis, they'll find it on the page, also announcing this interview, and people can connect there. And if people are not on Facebook, you could send an email to heartofmindradio@gmail.com, and that's M-I-N-D. I found out I have to spell that. heartofmindradio@gmail.com, and say you want the invite, and I'll send that to you if you can't find it on Facebook. You can also connect with the World or 11 Days of Global Unity, and find a way to really begin to connect with these programs as they go forward. I think it's really, really important for all of us to do that. And I wanted to just offer you, Marcus, if you have something else you would like to share with people, like maybe, you know, like talk to my little nephew and encourage him and all the young people who might have exposure to your inspiration, how they can rethink that internal rage and begin that healing process.
Thank you. To those people, I have to say I've felt it too. That uncertainty, that fire, but channel that into change, and this uncertainty will go away. It seems there to be no light at the end of the tunnel, but in time, in this near future, I know as a community, as a species, as a human race in general, we will do it in our lifetime. Channel that rage, channel that energy, and we will achieve it in our lifetime.
Excellent.
It's possible.
That's so beautiful. And to me, what's really encouraging about this is that it literally is channeling creativity and arts into a productive, healing, useful, life-changing, world-converting process, so that people can be empowered in what they are mostly inspired to do, or what they're trained to do and what they love to do. And, you know, we need to expand that notion as well, because we're in a world where it's all about politics and over intellectual arguments and, you know, shaming people. And the environment, the media environment, is so toxic that we need to provide a new kind of environment for people to nourish themselves, mind, body, and soul. And so that's why I think that this is so key, so that we can begin to just shift away from the toxicity of the what we're being presented with, and recognize that we can use our soulful creations to heal ourselves and to heal each other. And to me, that I couldn't think of a more powerful and potent message than that.
Quite a beautiful one, that too.
Yeah, it's amazing. And so, do you have more you'd like to share that I might have missed? I have the press release that you sent me, so I wanted to read through that as well, just to give people a sense of the power of what's happening. But I don't want to, you know, take away from what you have to share.
No, just thank you again, that's all. Oh, I appreciate it.
You're very, very welcome. And thank you for taking the time to join me today. And so I'm going to read this piece, then I have to take a little bit of break, then I'll come back, and I might play a recording I have of Dr. Casey.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. All your life you're only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see. All your life you're only waiting for this moment to be free. blackbird fly. Blackbird fly into the light of a dark black night. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. All your life you're only waiting for this moment to rise. Blackbird fly. Blackbird fly into the light of the dark black night. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Won't you take these sunken eyes and learn to see. All your life you were only waiting for this moment to be free. You were only waiting for this moment to be free. You were only waiting for this moment to be free.
The press release comes from Cision, C-I-S-I-O-N, but it starts, Black Sunday declared August 9th to end the cycle of racial violence. A global coalition led by Ungun Institute of St. Louis, Missouri, has designated August 9th, 2020, as a day to take a stand to end the cycle of racial violence, bringing together artists, activists, and mothers of victims. Black Sunday is calling on people of all backgrounds to unite for justice and healing and to create a lasting legacy for those who have lost their lives to senseless violence. From Ferguson to the World. And on August 9th, 2020, exactly 6 years after 18-year-old Michael Brown was fatally shot by a white police officer in Ferguson, Missouri, a day of remembering and healing will take place throughout the world. Studies show that in some places in the U.S., black people are killed by police up to 6 times more frequently than whites. Black children of all ages have been killed by senseless acts of violence since that summer day when Michael Brown was shot and his body left unattended in the street for 6 hours. However, it was the murder of George Floyd on May 25th of this year that shocked the world, brought a new focus both to long-standing patterns of senseless acts of violence in the U.S., and inspired the urgency to change the culture that has permitted it. Speaking in advance of Black Sunday, Leslie McSpadden, Michael Brown's mother, said, "All mothers want justice for their child, but until we get it, we are seeking healing." A variety of community programs and organizations have been founded to draw attention to the problem. To connect these community programs, Black Sunday was created by Dr. Marty K. Casey, founder of Ungun Institute, to globalize these initiatives. The whole world has been watching these events unfold, causing extreme trauma, said Dr. Casey. Now we must react, respond, and reset our emotions in order to heal. On Black Sunday, we can collectively join forces and begin to heal spiritually. The event is in partnership with global networks and partners including Unity Earth, a 501c3 based in New York, Compassion Games, Sign Network, World Unity Week, Radical Joy for Hard Times, and others. On Black Sunday, we will accomplish the following: host an online forum for collaboration on how to move forward, incorporate the arts as part of community response to traumatic events, introduce the Ungun Institute HEAL method, how to disarm trauma bullets, engage and reverse trauma using art, activate your firing power by targeting your bullseye, look out for trauma triggers, and set your safety lock. Black Sunday 2020 will launch an annual commemoration. This virtual live event will take place twice on Sunday, August 9th, session 1, 10 a.m. till noon, and session 2, 6 p.m. till 8 p.m. And this event will feature an open Q&A session with leading experts on healing trauma. Those in attendance will have the opportunity to hear personal stories from families who have been traumatically affected by senseless acts of violence and learn how those families have learned to ungun and disarm trauma. We will also incorporate creativity by bringing together dance, music, and other arts. The program will conclude with a DJed dance party aimed at creatively disarming trauma from our minds, bodies, and souls. So it is a lovely event, and we're going to, I wanted to be able to get all this information to you, but you can contact the Facebook page. But the event page or the event invite is https://www.facebook.com/events. And the number that distinguishes the events is 47117807086909. And this is a way of connecting to it. It's a free event. It's absolutely free, but they need for you to connect into the invitation to be able to access. And we'll be back in just a moment. So please, as we continue to do our work in the world and tell you about the wonderful work that people are doing, this is a most amazing event. We're speaking about Black Sunday, S-O-N, Black Sunday. So consider making that donation, 516-620-3602. And you can make that pledge of $100 for the 4 hours of material, either a download or as a CD DVD pack. And it's called Heart of Mind Healing Meditation and Movement for Life. And please do consider that. You could go to the donation site, give to WBAI.org as well, right there online. And so now we're going to go to a excerpt from a talk when I met with Marty Casey. It was as part of a program with We the World, 11 Days of Global Unity, and that's another organization that I work with. And in doing this kind of work, it was on a committee, Dismantling and Ending Racism, and we did speak with Marty. She came and made a presentation, and it was so inspiring for me. I wanted to play that for you as well. So stay tuned for that.
y'all are doing, because just even in what I've heard from Catherine and Shannon, I could tell this is a very special place that this Zoom room needs to be filled with people, because when we collectively come together to build a platform and have a space, a safe place to discuss what we're feeling and what we're dealing with and how it's showing up, not just in our homes and personally and in our own personal communities, but how it just affects us as a whole as we begin to travel around in different spaces. This is the work that should have been done years and years ago. I was sharing with someone earlier that even when the I was born in 71, so this is even before my time with Dr. King and the work that they did, the civil rights movement, I believe that there was somewhat of a disconnect from making that happen to then establishing relationships with one another. We went from fighting for a good cause, and then we just moved right into the business side of it, which is, okay, now we all get to go to school together. You get to work where I work, and you get to move and live in my neighborhood. But there was no really real relationships established. And what happens there when we don't know who we are, where we come from, is very difficult to then show up in a space with other people and respect who they are and where they come from. And that's the dynamics of what we're seeing happening right now, is that my Black culture, and I'm speaking, really for all, if you will. And so I don't mean it to be offensive, but it's from my place of what I have experienced, that we have literally, we've been stripped of all of the knowing. We've been stripped of, I think Catherine mentioned it before, with speaking about the education and the truth of who we are and what our experiences have been. So not only has it been taken from us, if we don't even know it, we know that no one else dealing with us knows it. And so that's very hard to respect when we're operating from not, you want us to build a house, but we have no tools. We have no tools to build it. And so what we have to do right now, we got to just stop all construction and we got to go back to the basic blueprint, and we have to get to a place where we are developing a relationship with each other, so we can then develop the trust, and from the trust we can start the healing, and from the healing we can go into the happening. The happening is something that Peter and I, when we had a discussion, that's the word that I gave it. I said, Peter, we got to get to the happening, but we can't get there before the healing. We can't. The happening is the work that has to be done, so that it's whatever we build, it sticks and it stays. But we got to go back to bare basics, which is starts with relationship, gathering in this Zoom room right now, understanding that we all come from different places. We have different stories, backgrounds, and what have you. But what collectively brings us here right now is the fact that we understand a relationship has to happen. I'm coming into this room with respect. And while being in this room, I hope to receive respect. If not, I get to log off. I wish life was like that. I wish it was that simple, that we can zoom in and get what we need and zoom out if we're not getting it. But it's not made like that. But technically, if you can kind of look at it like that, that's what we need to really, we need to build. And so I think in this particular time, I believe in this particular time of space, if you will, 2020, in the middle of a pandemic, in the middle of several pandemics, because even the racial infractions, that's a pandemic that we've been living and ignoring for a long time. I said, how many times are we going to keep sweeping the dirt under the rug and putting a table on top of the rug, and then a nice plant on top of the table? How many times are we going to decorate junk? When can we remove the plant, remove the table, remove the rug, and sweep the mess up and take it out forever? Let's get rid of it. Let's start fresh. So that brings me to where we are moving now. On August the 9th, which is a very significant day for me because of Ferguson. When Ferguson happened, you guys, I don't know if you can see this. This is me with a very serious face here, because it was a very serious situation. And I'm holding a cutout that I have in the basement of President Obama. And this says, please come now, Ferguson, that U.S. That didn't stand for the United States of America. That stood for us come see about Black people in this small town that you probably don't even know where Ferguson is on the map. But the issue that was happening in that moment is that we have been a part of this systemic racism happening all over the world, and we keep ignoring it, and it's growing and it's growing and it's growing, and it has grown so big now that social media grabbed a hold of it. And when they killed Mike Brown in the middle of the day at 12:03 in the afternoon, they turned on social media and we watched this young man bleed out in the street for 6 hours. When do we get to a place in humanity where that is okay? What are we going to do about it? Who's going to do something about it? What 911 call do you make for that? When it was the police that actually killed him? How do we fix this? Whose problem is it? How do we supposed to feel about it? Where do we put this collective trauma, what I've just experienced in my mind, my body, and my soul? Where do I place it? And I knew then we had some serious work to do. But trauma didn't just start there with me. I was born into trauma. I was born into a household, a family with a father that came from a father that was abusing his mother. So he came into the home abusing mine. Me and my brother watched my dad beat up on my mother every weekend, being fueled by alcohol. And the only way that I could escape that mentally is that I would take my baby dolls, my Barbie, my Ken, and my Skipper doll inside of my closet, and I make sure Barbie kick Ken's butt. Me and Skipper then jump on a Barbie airplane and we fly off somewhere. That's mentally where I took myself in order to stay sane as a little girl. Up until my mother was 8 years old, and then I went into the restroom to use it, and my mother was laying flat down where she had taken a bunch of pills trying to escape and kill herself. Do you not love me or my brother enough? But how could my mother love us when she didn't even know what love felt like? She wasn't getting it from my father, which she ran from her mother, who couldn't love her because no man loved her. Trauma. Trauma, you guys. It's like a virus. It's a virus that spreads until you do something about it. And just like with COVID-19, we've been told 4 simple things from the government: wash your hands, 6 feet of distancing, make sure that you also wipe out the surfaces and wear a mask. And we've been able to keep the numbers as low as possible with the deaths with those 4 simple things. What's the 4 simple things to heal? Because that's killing us quicker than anything else. Because hurting people hurt people. So when I saw those 4 officers who decided that day to, in real time, daytime, put on a blue uniform with a badge attached to it, put a knee to a neck of a Black man in the middle of the day with people watching, and they didn't care because they had the authority to do so, with your hands in your pocket, I saw it's a lot of people with the virus of racism that needs to heal. And then this Black man, you killed him in his mind. See, that same mind that I had to protect when I was a little girl. You killed him in his mind before you killed him in his body. He called out for his dead mother because you took him back to a place of trauma. And he called out like a little boy for the only person that he know would come and save him in whatever situations and events of his life that he had already experienced. As a grown man, you made a grown man call out for his dead mother because of your hurt, your virus that you then incited on him. We have work to do. And just like Rick has established this room for you all to begin the work in your way, in your lane, I'm so blessed by God choosing me at a time such as this to come into a room with so many on August 9th, Black Sunday, to gather, to get us from relationship to trust, to healing, to happening. I want you to come and travel with me on that day and experience that. I want you to invite everyone that you can, because see, one thing I know for sure, it's not this room that I really need to talk to. We already there. We already on the same page, but we got to get other people to pick up the book and know where we're reading. But so it is our job to make sure we get other people there, because those other people are connected to other people. I didn't know George Floyd. I don't know. I don't think I know anybody in his family, but I'm affected by it. Became a trauma bullet. I have a whole language that I use for my Ungun Institute heal method. And it's a language that's being spoken right now in the universe, because we are picking up guns every single day and we're shooting and we're killing people in the street with our hands in our pockets. And so right now, I'm not talking about those guns. I'm talking about the guns that's lodged in our hearts, that is in our holster of a heart, and that's full of trauma bullets. And if we don't help to unload those, if we don't get those disarmed and removed at any given time, you will pick up a real gun and possibly kill your sister or your brother, because you're hurting. So I'm not doing anything special. I'm just doing something that has to be done. And I need as many players to come on board with me to get it done. It's just real simple stuff.
Hello.
The creator of the Ungun Institute, Dr. Marty Casey, UNGUN, Ungun Institute, and they are have collaborated to create an event called Black Sunday, and that is August 9th, just a few weeks away, and it is to end the cycle of racial violence. And this is really important because whenever you hear these debates about violence and police violence, you always hear some clown come up with the, well, what about black on black crime? Well, I think the intent of bringing it up is disrespectful, but the truth is that this is a reality that we have to also confront as looking into what is the situation that's causing this kind of violence within families, within communities. And when we think about this, we have to understand that the abuse, the discrimination, the oppression that people have experienced passes from generation to generation. And so you could be walking through the world, you have all this madness going on around you, but you also have this historical well of suffering and violence that's coming to you as part of the inheritance. And what I love about this particular event is that it begins to look at the other aspect of our inheritance, our creativity, our spirituality, our capacity to love and to teach and to hold one another and to uplift one another. And this is an opportunity for that, and I fully support it and will remain involved as much as possible. But for those of you who are thinking in terms of beyond that, I want to remind you again, you can go to Facebook and you can search for Ungun, UNGUN, and it's the Ungun Institute. And it's at Disarming Trauma, at Disarming Trauma. And you'll be able to find more information about this pretty fabulous event coming up on Sunday, August 9th. And just as a reminder, you've been listening to this radio station, WBAI, in New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org. Our phones are not working. I would have taken phone calls today, but we have not been able to take phone calls. Engineers are working feverishly to get everything back so that we can have that very precious and rare interaction of actually speaking with each other. But if those of you who would like to be in touch and find out more about the work that we're doing here at the radio station. Plus, I'm doing a lot of work and activism around health. The old show Health Action is no longer on the air, but I'm continuing that with a Facebook group, Health Action News Network, so we can continue to get health information out to you. I'm working with the WE campaign, 11 Days of Global Unity, and that is working to build bridges and bringing together organizations to work towards peace and unity. It's WE the World. So you can find out more about that. And if you want to work, if you're looking for something to do, constructive with your time and you want to make a difference, you can get engaged with any of these projects. Best way to get connected though would be to send an email to myself. My email is heartofmindradio@gmail.com. So it's heart, H-E-A-R-T, of, O-F, mind, M-I-N-D, radio, R-A-D-I-O, heartofmindradio@gmail.com, and my website is heartofmindradio.com. If you want to interface through the website, you can join my mail list there. So I want to thank you so much for joining us today. I wanted to share a little bit more music with you as we approach the time of the news. So far we have heard Come to the River by Diane Reeves, Algoma, The Healers by Hugh Masekela, and I'm going to play a piece called One World, One Heart Beating, and this is by a group of children called by that name, One World, One Heart Beating, and that should take us up to the news. So I want to thank you for joining me today, and stay tuned for all that will be coming up throughout the day.
I am just a child, but I understand that love will mend our broken hearts, love will heal the land. Quand je ferme les yeux, je vois ce qui est vrai. Je suis juste comme toi, un enfant qui rêve de paix. Nous sommes
losing, forget and forgive so we can live as one.